definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome into the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com, Hax Collier and Lucas edition of this program. The show will take you all the way up till noon today. I was just checking out interesting graphic here, Collier.
Mm-hmm.
It is Airbnbs that have been sold for the upcoming eclipse. You see the orange ribbon? Those are all spoken for. The blue ones are not.
Nope, yeah.
I mean,
you might be able to go somewhere else if you don't care about the eclipse at a little bit cheaper price.
Yeah, exactly. You might have something great somewhere else when it comes to the Airbnbs. But, yeah, the orange ribbon there from Air DNA is for the eclipse coming up on Monday. What's up, dude?
I think eclipses are cool, and I definitely partake, wear the glasses, and watch all that stuff. But
you don't get the fever?
I don't get that fever out of that.
Yeah, I don't either.
Now, it was cool whenever we had whatever it was a couple of months ago where the you could see the, you know, you do the poke the hole in the box thing and see it on the shadow on the ground. Like the leaves on the tree in our front yard, you could look down on the sidewalk and you could see just hundreds of little semicircle, you know.
Yes. Yeah, that was cool. Yeah, I remember that too. Yeah.
That was really cool. But to the point where I'm going to go find a Airbnb, you know, in line of the eclipse.
A plane to Nova Scotia to see a total eclipse of the sun.
Yeah. I'm not, of course, I don't have the funds to do that. Maybe if I did, I might be thinking differently and just getting out of town and just to have an excuse to get out of town. But yeah, nope, that's not something that excites me that much where I'm going to shell out cash to go stay in the line of the eclipse on Monday.
The Austin American Statesman has a list of school districts that have canceled classes Monday because of the eclipse.
Cancel class? No. Get out of school, you know, for whatever period that it's happening? Sure.
It's a large list. It goes from Athens all the way down to Wimberley with schools in between. I'd say it looks like about 30 schools. Corsicana, Kerrville, Pittsburgh.
There's a Pittsburgh, Texas?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, only with a G, no H.
Right.
I want to, we should have looked that up during the journey to Pittsburgh. I want to know why that's the only Berg that has an H on the end. I'm pretty sure it's the only Berg with an H. There's got to be a story behind that. Should have looked that up a couple weeks back.
Now that you say journey too, have you seen all the journey gear around town since they came through and played?
Mm-mm.
I've been seeing all kinds of journey concert t-shirts all over the place.
That would have been something I would have enjoyed to go to over an eclipse, definitely.
What'd you think of yesterday's announcement?
Wasn't necessarily shocked, to be honest with you. After going out and only getting our little brief viewing periods that we get, you could kind of notice just in different drills and the amount of times he would throw. It was very evident. They have some like quick throwing drills, you know. He didn't take part in those the few times that we were out there. And then when they were doing the five wide outs or, you know, and five different quarterbacks throwing drill, and then they just rotate a spot after each one, he would throw the ball like twice and then kind of step out of the rotation and somebody else would go in. So not shocked after, again, we see maybe 30 minutes of an open practice, and we've done 4 now, I think. So it's not like we're watching a lot of football, and they could have just been, you know, waiting and limiting him there. But it certainly looked like there was an issue, you know. So not surprised at all. But at the same time, if you know he's going to be your starting quarterback and you know that he can be healthy when the football games matter.
Do they know that?
No, maybe they don't know that. They, at least in the statement, said that they said he would be the starting quarterback if they played today. I don't know if that's necessarily the case either, but that's one of those hypotheticals that a lot of football coaches don't like to answer anyway. But either way, what does he gain from practicing the rest of the spring other than easing a fan base that's dealt with so many quarterback injury issues? I don't know that there is anything. Would you have rather them just start practice without him and say, hey, he's still working his way back from his shoulder injury from last year, but he'll be ready in the summer? Or let him go halfway through the spring and do the same exact thing.
I had any answers.
Oh, no, I know.
I don't.
That's more for everybody else out there on the Ace Flooring Center chat line. Would you have wished that they would have just shut him down from the get-go and just said, hey, he's going to be ready. There's no reason to push him here in spring camp because we know he's our starting quarterback, or go halfway through the camp? Even if he was healthy, I never envisioned him playing very much, if at all, in the spring game down in Midland on April 20th anyway. Same thing with Taj Brooks. There's no reason. If he's the quarterback that you guys plan to start on day one next season, I don't know what he's going to get out of these spring football practices. And I'm an old
curmudgeon. We've come a long way from the Matt Wells days, that one scorching summer game it was Donovan and Barron, I think, and they were both live.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Like no green jersey.
Yeah.
Like full contact stuff. I don't know. It's this this curse that's bothering me, because I'm a very superstitious person and I'm getting a little tired. Remember, I thought once we demolished the locker rooms,
mm-hmm,
and
that it was,
that the ghost would stay, got buried in the rubble, and you know, with a new place, the ghost would not be haunting the hallways of quarterbacks and Texas Tech football, but it appears to still be around.
It is the weirdest thing, and I would like to go back. And I know that that's quarterbacks getting hurt happens everywhere, but being so close to it for so long now, it's unparalleled. There can't be a university that has had a starting quarterback with the issues that Texas Tech has had. And we've gone through it. We've documented it. Even Pat was hurt. He just played hurt.
Yeah. Because he's a machine.
Yeah. And heck, Pat came in because Davis Webb got hurt in Stillwater. We know how that game went. Whew. Man, he improved a little bit since that contest. It's the most mind-boggling thing how many quarterbacks we've seen run through here.
Yeah. Oh, and spring football. Hey, we're shutting him down. I don't like it.
Definitely not the starters. You're on the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Ask Collier and Lucas edition of the program. We'll give away some tickets, a pair of tickets to Texas Tech in Houston. That is tomorrow night at 6:30. To say thank you for listening to our program. We have tonight the NIT Championship at 8:15. Up in Indianapolis. Friendship and Midland High on 97.7. That's sunny 97.7. 6:30. And then the 76ers and the Heat at 6 o'clock on 100.7 Z-Screw, which is our location here today. Did you watch the Priscilla movie?
Oh, 100%.
Why?
Why not? It was funny. It had what's his name? What guy? What is that guy's name? The guy from Memento. Guy Memento. He was in LA Confidential. What's that cat's name? Can't think of it. Guy Pierce. You don't know who Guy Pierce is?
Yeah.
You've never seen the movie Memento?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's one of those messed up time. I think the guy that did Bat. What? I can't. Even, I'm just going to shut up now. I can't even think of names. Devin Cambridge. There you go. There's a name for you. The guy that directed it. Christopher Nolan is the guy that directed Memento.
Okay.
It's very, so there you go. It's kind of messed up timeline type thing. Guy can't remember anything. He has to tattoo himself reminders. You should watch it sometime. I think I have the DVD because we still have those at
tattoo
our house.
Tattoo on himself reminders?
He had no memory. He couldn't remember stuff whenever he fell asleep.
Oh.
So it's a very strange movie, but entertaining.
Okay.
Again, Christopher Nolan. Weird stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Guy Pierce was the. Yeah, I watched.
You can watch
Queen
Oppenheimer on Peacock now.
Yeah.
It didn't take long.
I got about 20 more episodes of something to finish up before I watch anything else on Peacock. We went to the pie stand last night to get the rhubarb pie or anything but the rhubarb. But
okay, so. You know who directed that episode?
No, I found out the other day that I guess Moe's is the guy that wrote most of that stuff.
He did write a ton of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bryan Cranston.
Really? That's random. Just because? You just
wanted
to?
The work bus episode.
Yeah, the work bus. Yeah, they're... Dwight's becoming too much of a character right now. I mean, he was obviously a character most of the time, but it's a little overboard right now.
Yeah.
A lot overboard right now.
And then that one, he's just a crybaby.
Yes, he is. Yeah, that was the vulnerable
yeah.
Shroot, which we haven't seen in a while. Or ever.
Has he fired off the gun in the office yet?
Oh, yeah, that was maybe two seasons ago.
Okay.
Yeah, because that was when Joe...
It's a girl's gun. A Beaumont Adams. And the piranha was a rescue.
Yeah. No, Andy just sailed off on his parents' boat.
Oh,
he was gone 2 days. I haven't seen him yet, so he might not be alive. Sunburned, lost his laptop into the ocean.
You're such a bad, bad area of the office right now.
I'm almost
you're
done.
You're in office hell at the moment.
Home stretch. We're almost done.
Hey.
Hopefully I can get it done by this weekend. That's the goal.
Hey. Keep going, because the payoff.
I know. I need payoff at the end. At this point, I need some kind of payoff, dang it.
You'll have earned what you're going to receive.
Yeah. I've still enjoyed it.
The finale is...
Yeah. I enjoyed parts of last season. I didn't think I don't think I've liked... I'm only four episodes in. This one's... They're just trying to make up storylines, it seems like, to...
Oh, yeah.
Fill some time.
You and your boy Pete, Plop.
Plop, yeah. Yeah, I don't like Plop. What did
Dwight Jr.
Dwight Jr. What did Dwight Jr. do in the last episode? Oh, he just had to get up and stretch his legs, and Stanley was yelling at him. I think I'd do like, it took me two more episodes, and I like Dwight Jr. more
yes!
than I like Pete.
Yes, okay. All right, good. You're on an ice track. Okay, to the chat line where there's a bunch. Have a friend flying to Maine for best eclipse view, to each their own. Why didn't Morton have surgery? I don't know. Maybe they thought that rest and rehabilitation would take care of it, and he'd be 100% after giving it a little bit of time off. But I'm telling you, this thing, it worries me. It really does. Because... If it's hanging over you, and we all know how fast time moves, it's April. Blink, it'll be July 4th. And then you'll be like, all right, it's time to tee this thing up here. It worries me a lot. Hacks Tech's QBs must be Italian, and that's from A Christmas Story, Fragile. Get it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Anthony Richardson had a grade 3 AC joint sprain. He had surgery and missed 75% of the season. Barron probably should have had surgery post-bowl game. I'm not sure why he didn't.
Yeah, I mean, that's a question we won't be able to ask him for quite some time. I mean, he told us quite a bit the first time we were able to talk to him this spring, but that's when we found out that he was still working his way through all this stuff. That probably would have been a good follow-up.
Who do you think is the favorite to back up Morton, or did you already talk about that?
You would imagine it's going to be Jake Strong. I think Cameron Brown, right, the junior college transfer, he's going to be in the mix in some way, shape, or form. He's they don't the talk about guy, him. Right? Yeah, and he's the mobile guy. He's basically going to be the Donovan Smith option of running the football, something they didn't have last year with anybody because they didn't want him to get hurt. But, yeah, he's a pretty thick
they
dude.
They ran the hell out of the quarterbacks.
Well, comparatively to the Donovan, they did. That just shows you they want to run him a little bit more, right?
Tyler Shuck was running it at every other snap.
I don't know that that was necessarily their option, though.
You think he was doing it on his own?
Yes. Did you see at Oregon? That's what he did. I mean, it looked just like the Oregon video whenever he initially transferred here. There was a lot of tuck and run, you know.
That was just dumb.
Well, but, I mean, he was a mobile guy and obviously caught up to him eventually. But so I would think Jake Strong would be the option since he's – and Joey even said that in the initial availability just because if they were to play today and his knowledge of the playbook, then Jake would have the upper hand on everybody. But he did follow up with Cameron Brown and how he can impact the offense as well. You know,
well, I've never laid eyes on Cameron Brown, so I don't have any opinion on him. Eventually we'll get there for sure. But
well, if you want to watch that spring game in Midland, he'll be playing quite a bit.
I will not be in Midland. I'll tell you that much.
Nor will I.
Hacks, is there any hope that the official will enter the portal? Ouch!
Man.
What do they call that? Taking taking rounds or shells or there's a terminology for that.
Yes. Lucas should know that.
Strays.
Taking strays, yeah.
Yeah.
I know, just he's all he's doing is driving around being the official and taking strays from random people on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We didn't officially mention it, but it was on the chat line. Joe Tipton from Tipton Edits or whatever, On Three Sports is who he works for, initially reported that Devin Cambridge was expected to enter the transfer portal earlier this week. Within the last 30 minutes, he's updated that situation and said Devin Cambridge now says that he is not entering the transfer portal. So there's some good news to end hour one.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Hour number two of the End of the Bench here on 100.7 The Score, 100.7thescore.com. David and I are deciding during the break how devious we would like to be for this hour, and we've chosen to not be devious. Yes. Coming up at 10:30, after burning questions, we will give away two tickets to the Texas Tech baseball game tomorrow with Houston. Houston's last in the conference and need to go win all three.
Yes.
That would put you in a much better position heading into at Abilene Christian, at TCU, at Arkansas. You're not going to see me for a while. You're not going to work here anymore. I'll be gone a lot next week. Are you prepared to handle that?
I'll be gone tomorrow.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. Hitting the road for what I hope to be a return to the softball field.
Oh, yeah. Where are you going?
Metroplex. Okay. So, just to Richardson.
All right.
I haven't even looked ahead to next week. I don't think I'm going to get to make that trip, so.
The Midland hate in your voice is disconcerning. I don't hate Midland. No. I know I'll have something going on that day that I'll be covering.
I made plenty of trips down to Midland during high school sporting events. No, I don't mind the trip. I like going to Midland more than Odessa.
Yeah, me too.
The one bonus, the burgers aren't great, but when we'd go down there, we would get the spicy fries from Texas Burger. Kind of helped on the drive back home.
Mm.
It's funny, though, because it's kind of like the place that we were talking about that came from Oklahoma that's here now.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny how much more I enjoyed it when it wasn't here. No. And we've decided the same thing with the Texas burger.
Mm.
We hope it never comes here because I think we wouldn't like it as much. It's like it's our little road trip back treat.
It's not
from
dampened
England.
My love. My love is true and deep.
Oh, well, I still eat it all the time, but I'm just saying it's. It's almost like we take it for granted. It's like right by the house and we never go there.
The thing that has improved the most in this town in my years here, which we're rolling close to a decade now, the gas stations.
Well, yeah, there's like 75
more. I understand there's too many of them. But when I got here, the gas station situation was an absolute joke. A wreck. Now, we're good. Now, I would like a quick trip. I'd love a come and go. I'd love an on cue.
You're in the wrong neck of the woods for all those, my friend.
But, getting better. Getting better there for sure. All right, here we go. Major League Baseball leaders categories. Ready?
Yep.
OPS average, OPB, slugging percentage, home runs, RBIs, runs, hits, extra base hits, total bases, walks, WAR, offensive WAR, defensive WAR, OPS plus, all Mookie Betts.
Doesn't necessarily surprise me. He's been pretty solid for a while now.
The average at 485, the homers at 5, the ribbies at 11, the runs at 14, the hits at 16, extra base hits at 9. That's wild. Walks 9. I think I may get to a point where I don't pitch to Mookie Betts.
Well, there's the problem. Therein lies the problem. The guy that bats right after him and then the guy that follows right after him will let the Dodgers take advantage of that.
The Dodgers.
Speaking of which, my goodness, last night on the timeline, if I wasn't sure if Shohei Ohtani had hit his first home run as a Dodger last night, it took me like 1 second, and then I didn't have anything else to read because it was 75 straight posts that Shohei Ohtani had hit his first home run as a Dodger. I think D1 Baseball's released there. Uh-oh.
Your daily recruiting update. Because Joey McGuire loves to hit retweet on this. 24/7 Sports, 2025 Big 12 team recruiting rankings. Tech 1, Baylor 2, UCF 3, TCU 4, Iowa State 5, Arizona State 6, Utah 7, Cincinnati 8, Kansas 9, West Virginia 10, BYU 11, K-State 12, Oklahoma State 13, Houston 14, Colorado 15, and Arizona, dead last at 16.
I'm still confused by the Baylor part of that whole thing.
Yeah, because they were dead. The recruiting fell off, way off.
Yeah, it just makes no... I mean, but I guess maybe he does know what he's doing, and he's just... It was just a down year for him. I mean, let's not forget. I mean, I know you don't forget, and I'm not rubbing that in your face in any way, shape, or form. It wasn't that long ago that they were a Big 12 champion, you know? just makes no sense that they would drop off the way that they did. Mm-hmm. And we talked about their head coach being canned, and now he's on the verge of having one of the better classes in the conference.
Well, there is no more, I think, roller coaster program in the Big 12 than Baylor.
Yeah.
It's great sending out NFL wide receivers. It's bad. Great bad, great bad, great bad, up and down.
D1 Baseball released its field of 64. The Red Raiders in. We did Baseball America yesterday.
Baseball America hates Tech. We all know that.
Yeah. So does D1 Baseball like Tech?
Yeah, a lot more.
First four out, Texas Tech.
Dang it.
Behind St. John's and Boston College. West Virginia also in that first four out. Kansas, one of the last four in. Let's check this thing
I'm
out.
I'm very familiar to what I read yesterday.
I know, right? You did do Baseball America yesterday, though, right?
I did, yes.
Did Kendall Rogers just know?
Does he have them? Does he have OSU as a host?
Negative. Let me see where Oklahoma State is located. He does have Oklahoma State as the two and the Dallas Baptist region.
Okay.
Oklahoma State there. Texas is the three and the College Station regional. TCU the two and the Charlottesville, Virginia regional. They've got Nebraska as a host.
That's that Haymarket Park down.
Yeah.
Minor league yard downtown Lincoln.
Oklahoma, the two seed in the Fayetteville Regional. Thanks for playing.
Good luck.
Yeah. Thanks for playing. Corvallis Regional, obviously, with Oregon State. Let's see. I don't see another. There's got to be another.
K-State, anywhere?
Kansas is the three in the Lexington Regional. Kansas State is the two in the Gainesville Regional.
Okay.
Been there, done that. That's a lot of teams.
As a three.
That's a lot. Yeah, exactly. That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a lot of Big 12 teams for a conference. Oh, we missed UCF. They've got to be in there. UCF. Where are we at? Oh, hosting. With Georgia, Southern Miss, and Grand Canyon.
Okay.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Yep, I'm going to go for hour number three here on 100.7 The Score. 100.7thescore.com. We're downtown Lubbock, Texas at the Raymar Compound, right behind Motel Meth, and bringing you all of the sports talk action today. The bottom line, guys, will be up at 12. That's always a fun listen to them. First United Bank Studio, Visual Edge IT Hotline, 806-771-0973. And again, Bullfighter can still go to the game, so we got those tickets given away. Flush it for me, please. All right, so this is a pretty large transfer portal potty here. P.J. Haggerty is on three's number two overall portal prospect. He has committed to Memphis. He committed to Memphis over Texas. There's so much on here that I've lost the other schools. All right, Texas, Kansas State, and Providence. This is, again, P.J. Haggerty. As of this time yesterday, Devin Cambridge was reported to be jumping in the portal along with Lamar Washington and Damarian Williams. Those last two, yeah, gone. Devin, as of today and as of right now, back to Joe Tipton and his edits, and on three, not in the portal, and plans on staying put. Caden McFarland works at Channel 6 in Channel 2 in Tulsa. He says this is the absolute last place TU would have wanted him to go, that being Tulsa. We'll never blame a player for taking life-changing money, but can't blame TU fans for being disillusioned. Not much point in getting fired up for or attached to a great young player on your roster anymore. That does stink, and something to think about, because Tulsa at one point had a nice run with Tubby, Bill Self, where they were making some decent runs into the NCAA tournament, some Sweet 16s, had great crowds, hard to handle. It hasn't been that way for a long time. They had Doug Wojcik, and they've had they just haven't been any good. If you look at it from our angle, I professed yesterday in this Portal Potty saga that I'm not worried about any of this. Pop Isaac's going. I'm not worried. I would have loved to have had Devin stay, which looks like I'm going to get my wish. But all of this, and what was that graphic? Did you put that graphic together that had all of the...
No, yesterday when we were in the studio, we like to call this Great Minds. Nathan actually put that together, but in studio yesterday, I went through and basically said, hey, you think this year's bad? It's been bad since the portal's open.
Yeah.
And Nathan was doing the same work, and he tweeted it out yesterday, and I just shared his work because he put it in print form.
Another thing that David and I were knocking around here at the top of the hour break is we've heard this for years about coaches a job comes open. Let's just say we're in college basketball. Illinois comes open. Brett Underwood took the Duke job or whatever. So now Illinois is open. And I think Musselman might be doing this as we speak, although he's a snake. And he's really wearing out his welcome in a hurry at Arkansas. Remember all the shirt waving and taking the shirt off and mm-hmm. doing the cartwheels and all the weird, weird little things. He's a weird little guy, supposedly flirting with USC. So we've heard about these situations throughout over the years. I've been doing this off and on for 18 years with the sports talk. But you can float it to your agent. Hey, I'm interested in this job. Wink, wink.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So-and-so who just came off a Sweet 16 at a smaller school, or even if we're talking about an Arkansas to a USC move, which is what we're doing with this Musselman deal, all of this can be just chess to move around to try and get yourself a raise. You might not have any intentions of going to L.A. You might love it in Fayetteville, but you put your name out there and you go out there and you interview. Next thing you know, you might turn it around and turn it into more money. What's stopping these players
from doing
the exact same thing?
Absolutely nothing.
Did we see that play out in this town in the last 24 hours? Hey, Joe Tipton on 3 Sports. This is Devin or Devin's manager or his dad, for all we know. Hey, he's going to get in the portal. Put it out. Spread the word. Okay? Now you got a graphic. It says Devin Cambridge yesterday, 24 hours ago today, plans on getting in the transfer portal. Well, do you think his phone rang yesterday?
Oh, without a doubt. He was being contacted, right? And that's the one thing that I don't...
More importantly, do you think it rang from somebody at Texas Tech in a hurry?
Oh, the coaching staff or Buffington had to, the second he was in the portal or expected to go in the portal, rather.
So he got money to be a transfer last year from Arizona State. The Arizona State kind of package there with Warren Washington.
Yeah.
So those guys come in with a certain dollar figure. Now, it's amazing to me, with a blown-out knee, that you can sit there and leverage yourself for more cash, and I think it happened here yesterday, what we're talking about.
Yeah, it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility, but that's what happens when 6 other guys enter the portal, right?
Yeah,
I don't want to say the only one. Nothing, and this is not a slight to the other guys, but a couple of the guys that enter the portal, we're going to be in the portal no matter what.
Fire.
And they have no effect on what this basketball team really did this past season. But there was a pop whenever he entered the portal, and that made more people or other people more important on the roster. And if it did play out that way, you can't blame somebody for taking advantage of the process. It's a stupid process, in my opinion. But at the same time, hey, look, there's nobody here on the roster. There's only four people on the roster. And I was a starter the entire time I was playing. I'd really like to start more next year. Make a little more next year. Who knows if that's what happened, but you have a little more leverage when you're one of five people left. A lot more leverage.
Dang straight. Yep. Coach Buffington just tweeted, I love Texas Tech Twitter. Best roller coaster ride in the world. Wreck 'em. It is that. It is a roller coaster ride, and nobody tweets better than nobody can out-tweet the Texas Tech fan base.
Playing time is not required. This is the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score.
One more to go here on 100.7 The Score.
Is that coffee?
Yeah. Coffee and burritos?
I haven't eaten a burrito. Oh. I'm only eating chips.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Save mine for after the show.
That coffee would go good with that, with the burritos.
Because they're breakfast burritos. If it's a breakfast burrito, yeah.
Yeah.
100%. I drink coffee with a lot of stuff. Not dinner. Dessert? Yes. Not dinner.
Yates Flooring Center chat line is the place to be now. We're Ask the Bench Warmers. Start bench cut, racquetball, pickleball, tennis.
Racquetball, start, bench, pickleball. Let Jamie Lent have the tennis.
It's my exact way to go.
Yeah. Love racquetball. Not great at it, but love it.
I would start tennis because that's something Casey and I are going to start doing this summer. Start going to the tennis court, hanging out, playing tennis. Bench, pickleball, and then cut. Racquetball.
Oh, racquetball's great.
Blasphemy.
Racquetball's great. Took it as a class in college.
Me too. At Southern Nazarene University. It's time to begin. Lots of cops. Oh, wait.
Hello. Okay, Carl Lewis.
Salsa. Oh. I'll bring it home now. Lots of cops right now on I-27. Thanks, your user, Tweet Babe. I want a chili dog for lunch now. Go get you one, Jeff. Yo, Jefe. Gerbos. Okay. I'm a vet. I did a work study at the VA. They never had anything for me to do, so I just quit showing up. Started working across the street at United, but that check kept coming. Love government waste. Wendell Jeff, so he's getting paid for two jobs.
Wow. Hopefully they're not listening.
Studio Stank 2.0. Yeah, there may be some of that going on.
Yeah. Still in here. I'll take some of it with me.
Yeah, we'll clean it up. From yesterday, favorite TV series, Ozark.
I enjoyed the one season. I'm a big Jason Bateman guy. Hence the Arrested Development. Kind of a little bit different feel between those two programs. So.
Benchwarmers, what do you want to see from Tech Baseball to restore confidence in the team?
I would say I'm not going to do the easy. Get on base more. Just... What is Jamie or even Tim Tadlock, more traffic on the bases? Eventually, that some of those guys got to be coming home.
I mean, we got plenty of traffic. We just can't knock them in.
Well, just a couple more hits here and there then. with people on base.
2 for 20 runners in scoring position in Florida.
That would be my thing. I mean, I know the easy route is the bullpen, but you got to score some more runs. On the road.
Yeah.
Before you need to get it done.
A collective realization that all of these guys can rake. That would be what I would say. Get your acts, that's A-C-T-S, together, because Gavin Cash, you can rake. Owen Washburn, you can rake. There's, you look up and down this lineup, and it's very formidable, but it hasn't been as formidable as it could be. So if they can get to that realization that, hey, we are really good at the plate, then things will start to pop.
Yeah. I mean, they all can hit the ball. I don't know why it's not coming in crucial situations, but you look at, I mean, there's a reason there's guys struggling to work their way into the lineup. There's a reason Owen Washburn hadn't played in forever or started in forever.
Gage Harrelson's the big example there.
Yeah. I mean, I hadn't seen him do anything for a while now, and that guy was an integral part of what you did last year.
Benchwarmers, if you could do a voiceover job for movies or commercials, which would you take? Or would you take the job? Which would you rather do? I'd love to be the big voice guy for movie trailers. In a world where tacos show up out of the thin air.
An air that stinks. Not because of the tacos, because of the onions. Oh, I would 100% do that. We were talking about it earlier with Shambi. Obviously, Shambi has multiple jobs. But your job is walk into your studio and voiceover stuff throughout the day. That was one of the jobs. There was a guy that would do promos whenever I first started working in Oklahoma City. And we would have to – he would basically, you know, 2:15 every day. They would get on the phone with him and they're like, hey, we just emailed you all of our T scripts for the day. Can we – can you call in real quick? And he would voice everything over right there. Boom. And he would just do that for all these different TV markets. And that was his job. I'm just going to read these quick five-second IDs for all of these television stations and go about my merry way at my house. That would be a phenomenal job. Somebody call you, hey, remember 3 o'clock today, we need to voice over stuff.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
The voice of the Bay Area. KW blah, blah, blah.
And people don't, you know, it's kind of like radio to an extent. People know your voice, but they don't know you. They don't know what you look like. So you're walking around and you're talking at a grocery store and like, that guy sounds familiar. I get that too. Unfortunately, some people know what my face looks like
well,
too.
Well, that's the thing I love the most is the look.
Yeah.
From other people. There you go. And then they're like, ooh, then they move along, you know?
I get that a lot when I'm running the meat store during Christmas time.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And then your distinct voice, too. Once you open your mouth, and they're like, oh, that's Lucas. He works at the radio station. You guys got any more tickets to give out? Pepsi Man needs some. Sorry, dude. Don't have any to give out.
They're today. Giving out tickets on I-27, though, apparently.
Really?
Well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Bad boys.
Yeah.
The IRS found $3,000 of unreported income from 6 years ago. Penalty and fees. The side gig cost me a lot. Ah. That's not a very happy ending on that story. Yeah. Speaking of voiceovers, if you haven't followed Steve Inman on Twitter, he is hilarious.
I just followed him. Like I need something else to distract me from doing my job.
Yeah, the I could just do a rabbit hole of Caliendo and call it a day. He's that funny.
Yeah, well, I sent you the link of your Trump guy. I mean, all the stuff he did pre-COVID, where he's just walking around talking about video games and. It's a pretty funny listen. Whatever Austin, Brian Johnson or whatever. Yeah. Just if you're bored on Twitter one
my
day.
My first college baseball coach's son is the Trump on SNL.
Yeah, go find him on Twitter and then just scroll
Rose
to the very
in three
back.
Days. I would have done it in two.
He's so awesome. I just wish I had that. I wish I had.
I would have done it faster. All right, that looks like it's it for Ask the Benchwarmers. The bottom line is coming up next here on 100.7 The Score. We'll be back tomorrow, and it'll be Texas Tech Baseball Game Day, Friendship Game Day, Cooper Baseball Game Day, Astros Rangers, as we are full swing into baseball season. So good luck and safe travels to everybody, from the little leaguers to the big leaguers, as they go from place to place. Big thanks to everybody who wrote in today and listened. For Collier and Lucas, I'm Hacks. Peace.
This has been the End of the Bench podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 107thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.